This is Ethically Speaking.
If performance-enhancing drugs are so prevalent in sports, why not just allow them?
We don't allow them because they give athletes unfair advantage over those who don't use them. It's just not fair.
Well, isn't it fair if everyone uses them? Why not just host the Steroid Olympics, where we know up front that these drugs are part of it?
That would be a competition between scientists, not athletes. Besides, these drugs universally are shown to hurt long-term human health.
Oh, Danny, athletics itself can be harmful to human health. Consider all of the football players with ruined knees and hockey players missing teeth. All right, I'm joking on that point. Injuries on the field aren't consciously achieved for short-term benefits. They just happen.
Performance-enhancing drugs, though, are a conscious trade-off between short-term benefit and long-term costs. But there are other problems, too. You tell me, what's the purpose of sports competitions?
Team sports promote teamwork and a sense of community. And individual competitions encourage athletes to strive for excellence. But these goals are the same whether drugs are used or not, right?
But Dean, the excellence promoted by competitive athletics is self-improvement and celebration of human physical potential. It's not a celebration of better competition through chemistry.
So, ethically speaking, performance-enhancing drugs deceive those watching, deceive the other players, and they deceive the drug-taking athletes themselves. Deception is not true athletic accomplishment.
You'll never get performance anxiety writing to us at ethicallyspeaking.org. I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz. Ethically Speaking is a production of the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Special thanks to KUFM and Beth Ann Austin for engineering support. Our music is by Eric Hutchins.